69 215 110. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Cocaine Hero by The Rouge. And I have talked about this band a few times on the podcast. I know. I am going with their most popular song. I'm not even using, well, I will justify my poop hole loophole, okay? This song has over 18,000 listens on Spotify. But if you go by the average of each song on this EP and their monthly listeners, like, the average on every song is less than 9,000 listens. They only have like 63 listeners, which is actually a lot, like, for not being around anymore that I know of. Like, I couldn't find them on social media. And Rod followed someone from the band, but I don't even think he can like find that person anymore. Like, I don't know what happened to that account. So this band is no longer together. Knew that a long time ago, but oh God, I just love this song. I love this band. I love this EP. And I don't know if I've ever like gone into detail about how I found this band and like why I just love it so much. So let's get into it. This band, this song haunts my dreams. Okay. I'll get into that afterwards. But Rod and I found this band because they opened up for Scott Weiland at the Pechanga Casino in June of 2013. So, whew, like 13 years ago. Yeah. And Rod and I never got to see STP in their heyday, but we're huge Scott Weiland fans. So, you know, when we got older and we had money, like, we went to go see Velvet Revolver. We went to see Scott Weiland solo. We went to see Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. I believe it was Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts at the Pechanga. Yeah, we saw them in some pretty small venues. Like, for this show, we were second row. No, they were first. We're first row, like, to the right. Great view of The Rouge and Scott Weiland. I'll talk about that more too. But yeah, I remember talking to the band. We bought the EP, Blurry, and we listened to it all the way home, which was at least like six times. Because it takes like it's like an hour and 40 minutes. Like, I didn't check like how bad the traffic was, but when I checked, you know, Pechanga to my house, it was an hour and 40 minutes, dude. So we didn't get a hotel. We didn't stay at the casino. Like, we went super early, you know, that's probably why we like started talking to the band or whatever. We're just like waiting like around afterwards. And then we're like, all right, guess we got to go home now. But yeah, we had to listen to this EP at least six times. We just had it on repeat. That's how much we loved it. Like, all the way home. It's 20 minutes long, dude. And we just listened to it on repeat. I kid you not. When I had a CD player, like, in my car. You guys know the issues with my car. But anyways, love this EP. And with that, I am going to play the song that haunts my dreams, Cocaine Hero by The Rouge.
Tracks with your virgin soul and eyes like wanna see this through. I pray for fame and fortunes of men.
Love that song so much. I love this whole freaking EP. Like, I love the guitar and the lyrics. Rod and I have watched that video. It's so grainy, like, so many times. We're pretty sure it's a Gretsch. I don't know if it's hooked up to a pedal, but I love that sound. That is the sound that haunts my dreams. And if anyone can tell me what pedal or what guitar or how, I know it's going to be like, Deefer, you just need to learn how to actually play the guitar and you'll get that sound. But yes, and I've only heard it in like a couple other songs where I'm just like, ooh, that guitar alone just cuts me deep in my panza. And lyrics, oh my God, you want to talk messy, passionate, fucked up love. This is the song, you guys. Like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna quote it. I'm just gonna read like my favorite lines and you're gonna have to listen to it. You dug down deep into my bones and started a fire that only you can control. And then another one is, I don't mind singing for the devil in eternity as long as till I die, you can be the one to sing me to sleep. And the way that he sings, and I'll love you like a 10-pound hammer, and I just want to see this thing through. And we didn't even get to the vocalizations like towards the end of the song. Like, oh my God, I love everything about that. I'm sorry, you guys. If someone were to like isolate all these, like, oh my God, it'd be really bad. Yeah. But this is just one of those examples of like, I didn't grow up with this band. I was what? Oh my God, how old was I? Like almost 30? No. Yeah, I don't know how. I can't do math right now. I want to do the math. Oh yeah, I was almost 30 when I saw this band. And I didn't grow up with this music, but I freaking love this music. I fell in love with this EP. It just found me at a time when I was open to listening to it. The music gods gave it to me, and I cannot imagine my life without this EP. You guys have no idea. And I'm so glad that I got to see this band, and I'm so glad that I have like that physical EP, because if it ever goes off Spotify, I would like die. Yeah, I know Spotify's the devil, but whatever. I just hate that I'm getting so old, because I would replay that night of seeing this band and Scott and everything that happened that night. I'll get into it. Like, I remember it so vividly. And now as I'm getting older, like, it's just pieces. And I'm trying really hard to like hold on to these memories of like seeing the Rouge and yeah, hearing the song, because they had to play this whole CD, this whole EP plus a couple covers, or maybe songs that they were working on like for an album that just never came out. If there's any more music and anyone freaking knows this band, please tell them that they changed my life and that I need any other songs from them, okay? Or anything new from any of the members, I will listen to it. now we just have pieces. I have pieces like of Scott Weiland. He wasn't having a great night, you guys. He was probably on some drugs. I remember the Rouge being up there. He was wearing like a wolf or like a, I think it was a wolf mask. I don't think it was a werewolf mask. And he wasn't facing us. And I was like, all right, some Jim Morrison vibes here. My best friend's ex sat two seats over with a woman that looked exactly like my best friend. So that was fucking crazy. I was like, what the hell? We talked to the band. And I remember asking, like, did they get to interact with Scott? They were, you know, touring with him. And they said, no. They didn't. From what I remember, they didn't get to interact with Scott. Like, I don't think Scott, like, had anything to do with picking, like, his opener. It was all, like, the promoter or whoever, like his booking agent or I don't know. But I remember, like, vaguely, like, that. Like, it wasn't like, yeah, no, we don't really see Scott, you know, or the other guys. And I was like, oh, I was like, interesting. Yeah, and Rod bought their CD. Technically, it's Rod's CD, you guys. And we listened to it all the way home. And it was one of the best nights of my life, you guys. So, yeah, I just really wanted to share this song with you. I've talked about it so much. I know, poopolopo, you guys, of why I'm sharing this. I'm almost to 200. I don't give a shit, dude. This is my jam. I'm gonna play it for you. And it has a lot of importance, like, of why, like, I started this band. You know what I mean? Like, why I started this podcast. Yeah. This is one of the bands that I think of when I'm like, yeah, support your local bands, you guys. Your smaller bands. The openers. Go talk to your openers, like, of these big show. I mean, that wasn't even big, dude. Like, seriously, Scott was like right there. We got front row for like Scott Weiland, dude. Anyways, I also wanted to record this in case I ever get dementia later. It's like journaled in my notebook, but I'm pretty sure I'll probably throw this notebook away. But at least I have the file of this and I could listen back and be like, oh yeah, those memories of the Rouge. So yeah, obviously they have no socials. I got no clip. They're not together anymore. It's okay, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this song. I hope you enjoy the EP that they have to offer on Spotify and streaming everywhere. Cocaine Hero will be added to the Expander playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. The countdown to 200 has started. We're going Arizona bands all the way to 200. Just like two, but I'm really excited to talk about those bands. Stickers will be here very soon. And then, yeah, if you want a sticker, just DM me your address. I'm going through all my messages and looking for addresses, like any address that anyone has ever sent me since I like started this podcast. And I'm just sending everyone a freaking gold sticker to celebrate this milestone for me. I don't have anything lined up. I'm playing a casino tonight in freaking Coachella with Carlos. It's a comedy gig. It's not a musical gig. So it's like 7 minutes. But Horseplay is coming to an end and I'm really struggling with that. Like, Horseplay is my local comedy show, which I've been playing for like the past 2 years as a comedian, I guess. I don't know. I'm struggling with that and I am emotional wreck. But I am pretty sure we're still going to have one last one in August. So we're going to try and go out with a bang. So if you guys want to come out, support your local comedians, not the venue, because fuck the venue. Middle finger to Angry Horse. Why you gotta be so stupid? Anyways, and if you know of any local places that want a comedy show, please hit up me or Carlos, and I'll pass on the information to Carlos. So yeah. So yeah, this casino show, and like if we have one more Angry Horse, that's probably gonna be my last show for a while, minus like open mics. And even then, I'm just like, do I have to go back to open mics? It's rough, you guys. It's rough. Open mics are rough. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye. Oh God. Oh. Ooh. Oh. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Oh. Oh. No. Yeah.